Let's say this together. God's big, hairy, audacious goals. Let's try that again. That's pretty good, though. God's big, hairy, audacious goals. You know, this phrase was coined by Reverend Adam Hamilton, who's pastor of Church of the Resurrection over in Leawood, Kansas. And in the church world, now it's seen everywhere. The short version of this is called BHAG. BHAG, that acronym. So, big, hairy, audacious goals, BHAG. And so anytime a pastor throws out the acronym BHAG, most pastors know exactly what that is. And it started right here with Adam in the Midwest. But have you ever noticed, I mean, I believe that God is in the everyday, minute-by-minute times of our life. But have you ever noticed that when God gets involved with goal setting, stick with me here, when God gets involved with goal setting, God always has, let's say it together, a big, hairy, audacious goal. You ever thought about that? You see, audacious means courageous, brazen, outrageous, adventurous, dauntless, right? That's what each of you think whenever you know that my sermon's coming up. It's like, geez, am I going to make it through this morning? Right? It's dauntless. Right? You had a break last week. But we're back at it today, praise God. So God always has a big, hairy, audacious goal in mind. And, you know, the folks that we've covered so far, we could easily say that they carried on God's possibilities, couldn't we? They carried on, let's say it together, God's big, hairy, audacious goals. I mean, you know, look at, we're talking about Noah this morning. Think about Mary. Do we need to say any more about Mary? Talk about a big, hairy, audacious goal, right? We know in looking back what that meant, and Mary may not have understood everything, and probably didn't, right? Whenever she said yes to it. But she said yes, knowing that she didn't know all the details. Well, today we're going to talk about Noah in Genesis 6. And just to kind of lift it up this morning, I want to reread verses 14 and 15 of chapter 6. God said to Noah, "Make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark is 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finish it to a cubit above, and put the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks." So Noah is asked by God to make an ark 30 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits tall. Now, one cubit is approximately 18 inches. One cubit is approximately 18 inches. So therefore, Noah is asked to make a boat 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Now, just to help us out a little bit, that is 1.5 football fields long. So try to get that in your mind. It's half as wide as a football field, and it's almost 5.5 stories tall. Just let that sink in just for a moment. Now, if we think about what's going on here for a moment, the biggest man-made thing probably that Noah was aware of was a home. Now, we need to kind of make an adjustment here, because I'm not talking about the homes that we live in. I'm talking about one, maybe two-bedroom homes, right, that are, in other words, I mean one-room home that generations of a family lived in, all right? It was quite a feat when this sunk in to Noah's head, how big this was. This is absolutely huge. I mean, be honest with you, even in today's standards, it is huge, let alone 4,000 years before Jesus. Now, I have a little clip here that I want to show you, and it'll help us visually see what this boat might have been like.